Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcast Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolutionary planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the science of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you'll be enabled to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to Deborah's Healing Kitchen with your host, author, speaker, and Miss Culinary Expert with Dr. Jewel Pukun's EQ's Medicine Professional Alliance, Miss Deborah Peek Haynes.
Hello, this is Deborah Peek Haynes at Deborah's Healing Kitchen. Thank you again for tuning in. I'm excited because I have another wonderful guest I would like to introduce to you. I've known him for a number of years, and I know that he's going to impart to us some great wisdom about our health. This is Jesse Brown from the great city of Detroit, Michigan, Detroit Holistic Center. Jesse, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Deborah. And I'm glad to be here and glad to share with yet another audience and people who are no doubt interested in their health and well-being. We need more people.
We need many more of us because our people, you know, suffer for a lack of knowledge. And so I am excited about your many years of success. Can you give us a brief introduction? And then I want to, you know, ask you a few questions that I think our listeners need to hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, you know, my interest in health and wellness started many years ago, but my formal training started about, you know, a little bit more than 30 years ago, about 32 years ago. I was just intrigued with the information I had gotten about health and nutrition. I worked with a chiropractor as a chiropractic assistant. Then I got into studies and completed a number of certifications in a variety of holistic disciplines related to colon and digestive health, reflexology, the body's energy systems, and a number of holistic or naturopathic studies. It culminated in a doctorate of naturopathy through Trinity School of Natural Health in 2011. Okay. And I started Detroit Holistic Center in 1987. So it's been a bit more than 30 years of clinical practice. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And through the Holistic Training Institute, we've been training and certifying people through our state licensed school since 1999. So next year it'll be 20 years of formal training and education through our state licensed school, and over 60,000 people served in the greater Detroit metropolitan area and from across the country.
Awesome, awesome. Now, tell me this: how were you received? Because you were probably seen as being very progressive at the time you started out, mm-hmm. and you're in the inner city.
Yep.
You have so many African Americans around you. So how were you perceived when you first started out?
Well, at first people thought it was unusual. They didn't know who I was, mm-hmm. and they say, you know, who is this person who's, you know, starting a holistic health center in the heart of the city? Because initially we were on Dexter and Claremont, and for those people from around the country who don't know, this is right in the midst of the hood. It wasn't an upscale, and still isn't an upscale area by any stretch of the imagination. But in the years from 87 to 92, we were able to connect with the community. We were actually quite well received and have been quite well received over the years. We broke a lot of the, I think, misconceptions that people have about inner city African Americans or African Americans in general, that we're not into health, et cetera. But we were able to grow over those 5 years into another location. Now we're housed in three buildings with a holistic center, a training institute, and so the services, the products, the training, has been growing over the years. We get people from around, you know, again, not only around Detroit Metro, but Ypsilanti, you know, but I'll say 40, 90, even 100 miles or so away that come to us for the services that we provide and the training as well.
Wonderful. And how has it been for you to recruit African-American men to use your services? Because, you know, what I have found, and maybe I'm mm-hmm. wrong, but I have found that women tend to be a lot more open. But mm-hmm. how has it been for the males that you come in contact with?
Well, you know, growing acceptance. As the women go, the men sometimes, you know, sometimes follow. Our mix is still probably 70-30 mm-hmm. in terms of the percentage of women to men. Mm-hmm. And that's typically because, you know, women tend to pay more attention, talk about, you know, with their friends and family members more about health and wellness than men. Men almost wear pain and scars and
right.
surgeries and things as a badge of honor.
Right.
And so it's been a journey, but especially being an African-American male in a predominantly African-American city and community, seeing that they see me and they'll reach out to me and talk to me about their concerns, like they may not speak to their doctors the same way
right.
or people who are from outside of the community. So it's
right.
been growing acceptance, even though we still have a long way to go because, of course, we know the statistics on African-Americans' men's health, our longevity, our healthfulness, the rates of disease, et cetera, are higher typically for African-American males than they are for African-American women or our counterparts in other communities.
Right, right. Well, you know, I think that it's wonderful that you decide to locate where you located and that
mm-hmm.
you are, you know, growing your business by, you know, teaching and making yourself accessible. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's great to see an African-American male that, you know, is living what you're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that in mind, you would share with me that you actually teach about herbs. And
yeah.
I've had people ask me questions about different herbs, and, you know, they come to me with various
mm-hmm.
concerns, and, you know, and I'll tell them what works for me. Of course, I am not a licensed person, but I just share my testimony
mm-hmm.
and what works for me. I'd like to know, can you give us a few, just a few herbs that you find to be very helpful for the things that tend to, that we have challenges with? For instance, you know, diabetes, digestive diseases, cardiovascular diseases, those are the things that are really prominent
mm-hmm.
in our community. And, of course, cancer falls within there, too. But is there any information that you think would be very helpful for our listeners to hear today?
Sure. And I'm glad that you asked that. You know, in fact, I've got a class called The Top 10 Herbs Every Home Needs.
Okay,
and
great.
And that is oftentimes an introduction. That and herbs of the Bible, herbs from Scripture, are a couple of classes that people really tend to gravitate towards just from an informational standpoint. So I'm going to point out just a few. So for immune system health, from colds, the flu, and immune system, and a lot of things, a lot of the bugs and other things that otherwise would make us sick, not only in the winter, but in summer and other times as well, this wild Mediterranean oil of oregano is incredible.
Mm.
It knocks out a lot of things, practically no matter what ails a person when it comes to, again, viruses, bacteria. It's antiviral, antibacterial, antifungicidal, antiparasitic, which means it gets rid of parasites, funguses, bacteria, and a lot of things that tend to be at the root of many people's problems. So that's
right.
the wild Mediterranean oregano.
Jesse, well, let me ask you one question on that, because
sure.
that's really good for the gums, too, in inflammation. Is that not correct?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it can come in a liquid form as well as a capsule as well. So when people, in fact, I turn my dentist on to the formula as well, because if people have periodontal disease is very good for swishing around in the mouth and then swallowing, taking it in a liquid form. And so from the mouth, you know, from the rooter to the tutor, so to speak, it's very good. And many ailments start in the mouth. Now, they say it starts in the colon or in the digestive system, but the mouth is the first part of the digestive system, and that's where, you know, we can address it right from there. So gum problems and inflammation, if someone has had dental surgery or something and they typically prescribe antibiotics, this works very well before and then after any type of dental procedure.
Wonderful.
Let's see. And disorders of the throat, I'll say there's a very good friend of mine who went home with severe, I'm talking about the most severe and excruciating sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him some in liquid form and then a capsule I brought to him.
Mm-hmm.
And within hours, he had relief. The pain was gone in you know, perhaps an hour, maybe even less than that. And then he was able to swallow and eat within a couple of hours and then rest.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
So I'll say it is one of the most efficacious. Next to that, I would say turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a number of formulas that contain turmeric that's very good for inflammation wherever it is in the body. So that you call that systemic inflammation, and it's good for the digestive system. It's good for the for pain and the joints and so many things. And in fact, that turmeric can come in a couple of different formulas and
mm-hmm.
in combination with other products as well.
Now,
and
a question
then,
on that.
Yeah.
Can I ask
mm-hmm.
you a question about the turmeric? Because
sure.
I was talking to another health professional, and they said that for the turmeric to actually activate, it has to touch the tongue. So they prefer taking it in the powder form on the tongue as opposed to in a capsule. So how do you feel about that? Do you think there's validity to that?
I'll say ain't necessarily so. I found that it's been useful either way.
Okay.
In fact, we've got a few different formulas here that are in liquid form, you know, in liquid medium, as well as the capsule. They may have been mentioning that, saying that, because in some cultures, you have turmeric in the food. You know, just such a
right.
part of, you know, it's such integrated into our food preparation.
Right.
So a person can get the best of both worlds by taking it in capsule form and putting it in food and using it on a daily basis, especially if they have chronic inflammation. However, I have seen it work in capsule form, in tablets, and in other things where it doesn't necessarily come in contact with or stay in contact with the tongue.
Okay, okay. Well,
mm-hmm.
thanks for that.
Yeah. And then, you know, something else that we can, you know, combine and put more in the food would be garlic. You know,
right.
garlic is, again, antibacterial, antifungicidal. One of the reasons why garlic has been used in food for, you know, as long as probably we can trace back in history is because we didn't always have refrigeration methods. We didn't have a safe and healthy way of transporting food over long distances, much less
mm-hmm.
in hot climates and countries. So putting garlic and onions into the food are ways of killing the bacteria and things that would come when things come from things being a little bit too ripe that would otherwise give people digestive problems that could be devastating, that could cause them to be very sick or even kill them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a few. There are about 10 that I teach in the top 10 herbs. I mean, for something for circulation, one of the best herbs, and it works along very well with other herbs, is cayenne pepper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's spicy. Again, I mean, people can use that on food, in drinks and mixtures. It is a catalyst for other herbs to work. It's good for the circulatory system and good for the digestive system. It can be used internally, externally. There's even some documentation on it that indicates that that under the tongue can offset a heart attack in progress.
Mm. Wow.
Now, I'm not telling anybody to get off their
right.
medication.
No,
right. Just to be clear and safe and legal here. But,
right.
It is an amazing herb. So what I teach is, and what we teach here through the Holistic Training Institute, is how to utilize the herbs in nature, what was given to us by our creator for our health and wellness first. You know, first do no harm. First don't damage the kidneys, the liver, and do things that will lead to, that may lead to death, like many of the drugs.
Correct,
and so if
correct.
We can do that, then that's the best path.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm glad that you shared what you shared, and particularly what you said about what, you know, God has given us. He's given us many resources.
Yes.
And one of the things mm-hmm. that I have found with our people, there's a gap. You know, my mother's generation, they were taught certain things intuitively or things that they knew to do. For
mm-hmm.
instance, like
mm-hmm.
she told me, when they were growing up and they had a fever, her mother would grab dandelion leaves, boil the water, they had to drink the tea,
okay.
and of
mm-hmm.
course now we know dandelion helps cleanse the liver, which of course helps
mm-hmm.
a lot of different things. So
yeah.
going back to what you were saying, and I know that you are very conscious, brother, about, you know, who you are as an African-American, you know, male in this country,
mm-hmm.
you know, have you found that people that come to your center want to reconnect with, you know, who they are and what's best for us, because
mm-hmm.
we cannot adopt a westernized way of living if
mm-hmm.
we're going to be our optimum selves. So how have the
mm-hmm.
people kind of felt about how you share with your perspective as an African-American brother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Great question, and very well, because what I teach is the roots of our roots.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a dual meaning in that. So the roots of our roots mean that as George Washington Carver and so many of us who came from the South, who came from Africa, who came from an herbal tradition, came from an agrarian or farming tradition,
mm-hmm.
as we come in contact with the earth and the soil, as being people of the earth and the soil, we get our best healing there. I mean, many people can relate to the fact that the African Americans will keloid under the knife, and
mm-hmm.
other people don't. So
right.
we need to go to nature. We need to go to God's herbs and God's pharmacy first, and that connects us with our culture, our tradition, our history. It becomes more of a holistic model where
right.
we're talking about body, mind, and spirit, in bringing it all together. So it's cultural, it's physical, it's spiritual, it's all of that. And so, yeah, people are very open and receptive. I say more so now than we have been in perhaps generations.
Yeah, and I think it's been, or it appears that many people are tired of being sick.
Oh, yeah.
And they're starting to question, do I have to take this medicine the rest of my life? Or why do I have to? What are the alternatives? And with issues in the healthcare system, I think we just have been reminded, you need to do something about your body for yourself.
That's right.
So what you're teaching is needed more and more. And I'm reaching out to people like you that can impart, you know, this wisdom to, you know, everyone that wants to listen and be open-minded.
Yes.
So I think what you have said is so significant. So if you wouldn't mind, we didn't talk about this, but I want you to talk a little bit about the importance of cleansing. And I know that you also offer colonics, and some people are familiar with them and some people are not.
Yes.
So can you give me a quick summary of cleansing and how colonics have helped some of your patients?
Okay. Well, there are significant data that continues to be discovered and shared that indicates that the root or the core of our disorders often lies with our digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the food we eat, the air we breathe, the fluids we drink, what we're exposed to that gets into our gut, throws it out of balance, and that affects every other system of the body. So at the foundation of what we do in terms of our therapies, in terms of our services that help to promote health and help people to become more resistant, ideally, to diseases and physical breakdowns. We do colon hydrotherapy, which is a way of cleansing the colon of waste material through the repeated gentle flushing with water. We also utilize herbs to do that as well. So it's like soap and water, where the herbs are the soap, the foods with fiber are the soaps and help to get things stirred up, and the water flushes it out. So it helps to improve the health of the digestive system and the function of the digestive system, so we're eliminating more completely in matter. And it helps to improve the immune system, which is connected to it. So gas and bloating and a lot of these problems that people are having, the constipation, the high rates of colon cancer and mm-hmm. digestive disorders, a lot of that could be avoided and alleviated if we paid better attention to our digestive health. So, yes, we do the cleansing programs. I just did a talk earlier today about what I call use it and lose it, the three mm-hmm. principles behind all weight loss and what we can do to improve our health overall. So colon hydrotherapy, foot baths, we have an infrared sauna. We are not making the body more toxic with what we do with natural foods and herbs. We are helping to detoxify the body. We're helping to get rid of that burden that
right.
has been put on it through our living. And I say
right.
it's not what's in our genes, G-E-N-E-S.
Right.
It's what's in our J-E-A-N-S that usually gets us. We need
right.
to give more credit to the strength in our genes, the genius in our genes, and our body's God-given ability to help it or heal itself, more so than thinking or blaming it on our parents or grandparents, the reason why we're getting sick, when a lot of it comes from us not taking care of ourselves, our body temples, as we were meant to.
Well, you know, that is a wonderful piece of wisdom that you just shared, because you're right. We talk about, well, you know, my father had this, my mother had that,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
not, okay, their genius or how they were able to overcome so much or
mm-hmm,
how they were
mm-hmm.
able to heal from so much. So you are right. We focus too much on the negative, because there's a lot of genius, because if it were not for the genius of so many black people and Africans in this country, we would not be here today.
That's
what
right.
we have endured, no one else has endured what we have endured in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So you are so right to bring that to our remembrance. We have to think about, okay, let's build on the positive and not blame, you know, well, because they were that way, I have to be that way. And I always tell
mm-hmm.
people, I said, look, one of the things we don't look at, we look at, okay, well, because my father was a diabetic, my mother was a diabetic. And I said, well, maybe it's because everybody was eating the same type of food. Not
yeah,
that
yeah.
it was in your genes, it's how you were living.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you talk a lot about, you know, eating, and all these years that I've seen you, you always maintain a very good body weight. So I know you also include, you know, best ways to eat for people that are trying
mm-hmm.
to overcome illnesses or
mm-hmm.
just have, you know, sustainability of health. So
mm-hmm.
could you say a little bit about that before we wrap it up?
Sure, and I'm going to say there's some sharing around this wisdom in our genes. I say, you have genius in your genes and diamonds in your DNA. You are more
mm.
brilliant and resilient than what you've been conditioned to believe.
Wow.
So we have genius in our genes. We need to embrace that. If there can be a link to illness in our genes, there's also the keys to longevity if we look closely enough. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you said we talk about food, but also what we drink, getting enough water, getting the right kinds of water, and exercise. I am an avid runner. I've run in about 8 marathons so far, and I started running like that at age 51.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I maintain my weight, and when I look at my friends at family reunions and my friends at class reunions, many times they're kind of breaking down if they've been drinking and smoking those things. So I share with people how to avoid some of those things and how to reclaim their health, reclaim their youth, reclaim their longevity, and to break the patterns of illness and disease that we see that are so prevalent in our community. So I pray to help train a healer in every home and for this to be a generational blessing instead of a generational curse.
Wow. Well, that is awesome. Well, Jesse, can you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your location? Because I think they would love to hear more about what you're doing, especially those people living in Detroit or, you know, living anywhere, they can get in touch with you. So how can we do that?
Okay. Well, they can reach us online through DetroitHolisticCenter.com, and that's Detroit Holistic, WHOLISTICCENTER.com. They can also find us on Facebook and social media, Detroit Holistic Center, again, spelled the same way, because we believe the holistic comes from the root word whole, as in complete, and that whole is in the absence of something. But Detroit Holistic Center on Facebook and Holistic Training Institute, so you can find out about services, classes. We will soon be offering a number of classes online for those people around the country who want to understand herbs, food, cleansing, weight loss, the digestive system. We're licensed by the state of Michigan to offer a full naturopathic program and certification in almost 100 different courses. So those will be coming online as we prepare them and as demand dictates. So
wonderful.
Yeah. Should I give my number as well? 313-538-5433. That's 313-538-5433. The 5433 spells life. So we wish that people would have a long life and prosper.
Right, right. Well, I really appreciate you being on Deborah's Healing Kitchen today. I know that you'll probably get a lot of inquiries. And just to remind our listeners that my new book is out, The Simplified Guide to Healthy Living. It's available online. They can go to my website, www.deborahpkhaines.com, or Amazon, and I should be in a city near you in the coming days. So thank you again, Jesse, for sharing so much wisdom, and we look forward to you coming back and being our guest once again. So have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you in the real Big D. Thank you so much.
All right. My pleasure, and my best to everyone who's listening.
Deborah P. Haynes here each Tuesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com, e4medicine.com, and deborahshealingkitchen.com for our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.com.
For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.com.
If you'd like to contact Miss Deborah, please send your email to deborahpkhaines@juis.education. Follow us on Facebook at Deborah's Healing Kitchen. Thank you.
This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety nor any part of this broadcast can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.